Edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And since it is the 1st of September, the first Sunday of September, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And continuing on with that theme, and just before we do that, apparently, Nathan, you got a call or the top of the hour, and one of our callers wants to know about cat shows in the area and what's coming up cat shows. And I have to tell you, I don't really keep up with that stuff anymore. I haven't heard of any, and I'm not aware of what's going on with the cat show schedule. However, I am going to write that down on my list, and I will check it out this week.
So. It seems, according to here, I'm not sure if you're familiar with CFANorthwest.org, the Cat Fanciers Association. It says here there's a Seattle Cat Club, Longview, Washington. There's going to be, I think, an event going on there. But I'm just looking through their show calendar, and it seems like that might be one I need to do a little bit more. Oh, show flyer here. September 28th in Longview, Washington.
Where?
Longview, Washington.
Longview.
And it doesn't give any times here for the event specifically.
But that's a bit of a trek away. If you're waiting for something local. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of anything, but we'll keep checking it out and let you know. All righty. So just so she can chime in, it's I was going to say it's Henry and Arabella's time, but it's so hot over at Whidbey Island that our animals24-7.org chief cooks and bottle washers Merritt and Beth Clifton are here, but they're hiding inside from the sun, and the chickens are hiding outside from the sun. So anyway, good morning, you two. Hi, Beth. Hi, Merritt. And you had your hand up. Do you know something about cat shows, Beth?
Yeah, I had something to add. I thought I had seen one of the callers were looking to adopt a Persian. And yeah, there happens to be a Persian and Himalayan rescue in Seattle.
Ah, I wonder, caller, does it tell you it's a Persian Himalayan cat rescue?
Right.
That sounds like it would be perfect for our caller because they want to find a Persian.
It's called Seattle Persian and Himalayan Rescue, and it's in Seattle.
Yeah, they asked about purebred shows, so I don't know if there's a chance maybe it might not be a purebred Persian being in a rescue.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Loretta that called. Was it a woman that you talked to?
Yes.
Probably Loretta. Anyway, if it is, hi, Loretta. Anyway, Seattle Persian and Himalayan Rescue. I know I've talked to her before about Persians. I don't think we knew about this. I don't know if she does, but that would be something to check out because they might have Persian rescues.
Well, it sounds like a breed specific rescue.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mean Himalayan Persian mixes. I think it means Persians and Himalayans. So they rescue both breeds.
Right. And they are a 501c3.
They have a phone number there.
Yeah. Is there a phone number there?
Yes. It's in Kenmore, Washington.
In Kenmore.
Area code 206.
Uh-huh.
719.
Uh-huh.
1134.
206. 719-1134. Correct. All right, Loretta, did you write that down? I'll give it to you again. Seattle Persian and Himalayan Rescue. It's in Kenmore. And the number is 206-719-1134.
The contact person is Adrian Budelman.
Okay, Adrian Budelman. All righty. Okay, I wrote all that down, Loretta. If you need it, you can always call me. Thank you, Beth. All right.
Also now, a breeder, by the way.
Pardon me?
She also breeds them, too.
Oh, well, that's even better for our caller. She wants, you know, a Persian. All right, so this may be the answer, Loretta. This may be your day. Woohoo! All right, and now, that is a perfect example why Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. Because I don't know anybody that knows more about animals everywhere on this planet, and I think they know everything. I mean, look at that. I'm the one that should know about this and be able to answer the caller's questions. I didn't have the answer. Who did? Beth. All right, so that's why they're here, because they just, like, know everything. I think 24-7 is not a made-up thing. I don't think Merritt sleeps. I think he just does animals 24-7, 365, and that's it, never. But anyway, I sure appreciate all the effort that you guys put into this. So before we get on to issues of our right now with animals, We need a Henry and Arabella update. Henry, of course, was the rooster wandering homelessly around Whidbey Island that Beth adopted, and then you guys decided he needed a wife, so you brought home Arabella, and apparently it was love at first sight, right? Do we still have a great relationship between
absolutely.
The two?
Absolutely.
And is Henry being more gentle with you, Beth? Every once in a while, he's been a little bugger.
Oh, yes. The last couple of weeks, it's like a new Henry. Maybe because he's getting older, more mature, but he's been way more tolerant of me. he and Arabella are still madly in love, and I suspect always will be. She's molting like crazy. She's losing all her feathers.
Oh, wow.
And I peeked into their little house before I put them down to bed, and he was actually covering her body to keep her warm.
Oh, how sweet.
That's what I thought.
All right, so love is alive and well with Henry and Arabella at Beth and Merritt's home. So anything pressing going on with animals around here or the world that we need to start out with?
Well, there's two things that may be of particular interest to your audience. One of them is that the OMAC Stampede has already been held this year back on August 11, where horses are galloped down a cliff at OMAC. But there's a whole mythology surrounding it, which is just plain not true. It did not originate as a Native American activity. It actually originated with farmers getting together in 1924 and driving a herd of wild horses over a cliff into the Okanagan Riverbed to get rid of them. Many people were associated with the Ku Klux Klan, which was very strong in OMAC and TWSP.
Washington.
Really?
In the 1920s. Now, all the details of that, all the historical details, all the references, they are all at 24/7. If you go there and scroll down our first page, and you'll find out about it. And you'll also find out how the mythology around the OMAC Stampede was actually invented by a group of local promoters, including a guy named Claire Pence. And they just made this stuff up. And the damnedest thing is that the Confederated Colville tribes embraced this made-up mythology as their own, partly because their own actual history had been lost in the process of consolidating all these separate tribes from all over the West into one location, with along the line the loss of a lot of their elders and what tradition was there. So there's a reinvented tradition that came out of Wild West shows. It didn't really have a damn thing to do with the historical origins of the Colville.
Well, and that OMAC Stampede, if you've ever watched films of that happening, I mean, these riders and the horses go straight down over this cliff. It's absolutely brutal. And often these horses are injured beyond savability and have to either die or have to be euthanized after this event. I think one of the points that they use to try to promote it or justify it is this history of it being a Native American tradition. Well, that never resonated with me, and I couldn't imagine that Native Americans would do something like that to begin with. Now, of course, you've unburied the truth and so forth. I think there's always an ongoing effort to shut down this thing, isn't there? I don't know, are they making any progress with that?
So far, not. Our friend Warren Cox, who's now about 90 years old and was the founder of one of the major humane societies in the Spokane area, back in the 1960s was trying to shut it down. He documented 23 horse deaths in a six-year period.
Oh, geez. But 23 I'm not horses in 6 years.
23 horses in 6 years, but I'm not aware of anybody currently who's working on it. Another friend of ours, Will Anderson, worked very hard to try to stop it back in the 1990s and eventually won a lawsuit against it, but that wasn't enough to stop it.
I mean, I just wonder who on earth, if they have their heart open, would ride a beloved horse over, or would even participate with their horse in that, knowing it could kill their horse. I mean, who does that? Apparently more people than I realize.
There was one horse and one rider, by the way. I believe the horse won 27 times and the rider won 33 times back in the 1940s, 1950s, into the 1960s. So I guess it is possible, if you've got the right horse and rider, to do it without injury. But you also have a case of a lady who flatlines twice in a helicopter after trying to become one of the first female riders. Falling off, hitting her head on a rock. There's only been one man killed in that we know of, and that was back in 1940. but there have been a lot of broken bones over the years.
Well, anyway, I would appreciate it if you don't support the event. And what do they call it? Is it? It's what do they call it?
OMAC Stampede.
The OMAC Stampede. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, not an event. If you love horses, not a good thing to support. But thank you for researching that and you know bringing out the truth of the history. And they just made up stories to try to make it sound good. It's a brutal event and always has been. Like to see it go away. Anything else that?
Yes, there's a case involving a whale named Valdemir who died yesterday. A beluga whale who appeared with a harness on it with writing in Russian. And there are all kinds of stories. This is at the north end of Norway in 2019. Lots of stories got around yes. about being supposedly an escaped Russian spy whale.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Actually, it appears to have been an escaped whale who was used in a center for whale therapy with children. It didn't work, so they either let him go or let him escape. But in any case, that whale swam all the way from Finnmark at the north end of Norway down to Oslo in the far south. A couple of years ago, then turned around and went back to Riksfjord, which is just a little bit farther north, and interestingly enough, is at the same latitude, within 1 degree of north latitude, as where he had been held captive in St. Petersburg. It's also the same latitude where the Cook Inlet whales, the beluga whales are, and where the Saguenay River beluga whales are. So it seems to be an area that all around the world, beluga whales like that latitude.
Isn't that interesting? Well, fascinating.
He lived there fairly happily for more than a year. Rick O'Berry, the guy who's been working to free whales since 1970, visited him several times, said he was the friendliest wild whale he had ever met.
Wow.
And he was happy where he was.
Uh-huh.
This American filmmaker, Regina Crosby Hogg, who formerly was married into the Bing Crosby family, later divorced out of it, took it in her mind that she was going to make a film about returning this whale, sort of
the
a
wild.
Remake of Free Willy, taking him back to Finnmark, 1,400 miles north, where he had swum away from. So she got the permits and so forth and raised funds and was on the verge of relocating him when he yesterday died.
Wow.
There were a number of witnesses to what happened. There was a man watching from a cliff up above. There was a father and son who were fishing for mackerel nearby. And there was Sebastian Strand, who is a marine biologist who had followed Valdemir ever since he appeared. They were all pretty much witnesses to the death. He just suddenly died, apropos of nothing. They've retrieved the carcass.
He wasn't injured or harassed or anything. He just died, and there were plenty of people that knew what they were doing observing the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And according to Sebastian Strand, the only marks on his body were some bird pecking. So it really didn't look like it. And we've seen photographs. It really didn't look like he had been hit by a boat. I have a suspicion. That's an area where there's two things been going on. One is H5N1 avian influenza. Valdemir liked to play with gulls who would land on the water.
So never hurt them, just play with them.
Oh, well, the seagulls, yeah. The birds. Okay, he liked to play with them.
He had pretty close contact with birds along a flyway where H5N1 avian flu
is
fairly commonplace.
So you suspect that the beluga whale may have been affected by the avian flu virus?
I think that's a very good possibility.
Wow.
There's been crossover of H5N1 into other marine mammals as far south as Antarctica. So it's not unheard of that it's been getting into seals and sea lions and maybe a whale. We don't know until the necropsy is completed. but it's a possibility. The other thing that's a possibility is COVID-19. The fjord where he was, there were mink farms around it, probably with runoff getting into the water. They were all shut down a year or so back as a result of COVID-19. Hmm. But it was in the area. In fact, Norway was a major mink-producing nation, so it was in a lot of places around Norway, including Finnmark.
Did the COVID affect mink?
Yes, the mink industry worldwide was pretty close to wiped out because COVID crossed over into mink and spread among them very readily.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The Netherlands, Spain, France, Belgium, quite a few nations killed off all their mink and didn't keep breeding stock this time around to prevent COVID-19 from mutating in mink and coming back into humans. We covered that quite heavily back when it was going on.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, there may be more to the story. Now, of course, the part of me that wants to know, Nathan, I think we should put this on the Ask Natasha list, you know, because we have our psychic gals here the third week of every month. So I'm going to try to remember to ask her to tune in and see if she gets a hit on, you know, what killed the you know, the whale or what was it about. But I didn't realize that COVID affected mink. I must have missed all of that.
There's only three formerly major mink-producing nations that are still in the racket. One of them is the United States, even though we've had COVID-19 among mink here. Another is Canada. And the third one is China, which cut their production way back. They cut their production by about two-thirds. But those are the only three major producers that are still in it. Norway, Denmark, and the Netherlands, which at one point were 1, 2, 3 in production, are all pretty much totally out of it.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to have to, we got to take care of advertisers here real quick. Then we'll come back and check in with Beth and Merritt one more time. Maybe we have a little bit of good news. Do we have anything good news to share? I'm not seeing a lot of bobbing heads there. So the good news is that Henry and Arabella are still in love. Anyway,
some good news about Vladimir, too.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll take care of advertisers and we'll come back to Beth and Merritt, cliftonanimals24-7.org. If you haven't been to the website, get there and sign up for the newsletter and donate and all that good stuff. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the last hour of our Happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're just finishing up with animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton. And so you said there's something good about Vladimir, the whale?
Yes, he made such a wonderful impression on so many people. He left behind a lot of broken hearts, including mine.
Aww.
And if you ever watched a video on Facebook of a beluga retrieving a cell phone to somebody that dropped it in, that was Vladimir.
Oh, yeah. That was Vladimir.
And
okay.
People were able to see him in his natural environment. And it wasn't at a marine
mammal park.
And, you know, he had a very happy, the last year of his life, in my opinion, was a very happy year, because he could come and visit his people, or he could go and swim out and do his whale things. He was alone, but I don't think it bothered him one little bit.
Well, it sounds like he was so bonded with humans.
He was very bonded with humans.
It was like Keiko, the whale, you know, who wanted to be with humans more than whales.
And also, they were very bonded with him. This movie filmmaker was going to foil all of this and try and move him somewhere he didn't want to be. And so I'm not glad that he's gone, but I'm glad, and so are a lot of other people, that he wasn't moved so many miles
to go back to the place he moved away from. Well, you would think that they would do some better research, and like just like you said, Merritt, that he had swum back to the latitude that the beluga whales are apparently most comfortable in. I mean, they feel a lot more than we humans are aware of when we feel. And if a place just feels right to them. And so it would have been a shame to force him back to an area that he chose to leave on his own.
And the government agreed with it, because the government hunts whales. That's what their country does. So they didn't have any opposition to moving him.
I
should mention on the latitude, there are wild whales up at that north latitude, but there seem to be two different groups of belugas. The belugas who are separated from those in the far north back during the ice ages, who live at the southern latitudes, Cook Inlet, Saguenay River, and where this guy went to, and the ones that live 1,000 miles farther north. They're separate populations in nature.
So they all might have a little bit different genetics that makes them feel more comfortable in different places. So anyway, it's really time that we honor our animal friends. And that's why I think as time goes by, I think I was going to mention it when we talked to Meow Cat Rescue earlier today, which is why I think that all rescues and shelters, all zoos, anywhere that has animals, I think they have to have, they should have an animal communicator in and a bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. Because if everybody could communicate with the animals and find out what they need, what they want, man, we would solve so many problems, and we wouldn't be fooling around with all this stuff. Because, you know, they're great communicators. It's us humans that don't know what we're doing. But anyway, Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org. Get on the website, you guys. Sign up for the newsletter if you want to know what's going on with animals24-7. And make a donation if you can. And then I'm going to be back in touch with you, Merritt and Beth, because we've got an extra Sunday this month. So check your schedule for the 22nd, because I'm going to check to make sure that there's nothing that I'm forgetting. And then I'll be in touch with you guys. But anyway, thank you so much. And thank you for the information on the Persian cat, because that's why you're here. You know everything about animals. So I can't wait till our next time to spend more time talking about animals. And please give Henry Rooster and Arabella my love. And we'll talk to you again, I hope, later in the month.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, it is time to change hats and address the human animal now. And gosh, how lucky are we? 2 months in a row, I get to talk to one of my favorite Anandians again. And joining us from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and one of my favorites to chat with, as I just said, is Sita Toko. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Marcia. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I didn't think I was going to get to talk to you for a while because we talked last week, but we found out this week that everybody else is busy because there's so much stuff coming up at Ananda that Sita got the nod again because she's the only one that's available. So how are you?
I'm doing really well. Yeah, it's delightfully busy here. And so just a lot of fun things coming up, and just what's really fun is knowing that people get to participate if they want, because there's some new offerings coming up.
Yeah, so I think there's quite a bit. I know the biggest and most popular class of the year is coming up, and then, you know, there's all kinds of stuff coming up. So what do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about your and my favorite class in the whole world, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. How's that?
Yeah. Now, that's what brought me to Ananda. That was my first experience, as I, Krista and I came to take that class specifically because we wanted to do what we had to do to get Kriya Yoga. So now, was that what brought you to Ananda or not?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So that's how a lot of us start. So give us the lowdown on the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. What's it all about?
Well, it is on Thursday evenings, and it starts with a class that works with breathing and stretching and doing yoga postures. And you don't have to ever have done yoga. You don't have to be flexible. You don't have to be whatever you might consider fit. We simply will use the body to uplift the mind. You don't have to touch your toes even. And then
I was amazed when I took it, you know, that anybody can do it. You guys have a solution for everybody. You can do yoga in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know how you get a yoga body?
How?
You have a body, right? You just do yoga. There's nothing more complicated than that.
You got to have a body and do yoga, and then you got a yoga body. Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, that makes sense. All right, so the Art and Science of Living Yoga, it starts out with the Hatha Yoga,
right,
which is the physical body postures that we're talking about. So continue,
right,
please.
And then the second half is we learn to meditate, so you don't have to have any experience. I know a lot of people say, well, I can't come to meditation because I'm too restless and antsy, and that's sort of the point.
Right.
Everybody is to varying degrees. Some of us show it more than others. But that's the second half. And then, of course, Morali Venkatrao leads it. And so you get to hear about yoga philosophy. You get to hear some great stories in there. And really, it's not an intellectual class, so your mind does get stimulated. It's really how to take some tools and just have a more satisfying life. Like, I can be calmer, I can be more focused, I can feel like I have more energy and not feel so, oh gosh, reactive, like this happened, I'm happy, that happened, I'm mad, and just to learn to have a little more equilibrium. So even if you're not trying to get Kriya Yoga, it's very, very practical for everyone. So if you come to be calm, you'll get the other benefits. If you come to be more flexible, you'll get all the other benefits. It's just very broad reaching and really, truly open to everyone.
Yeah, and anyone can learn to meditate. And I know a lot of people, like you mentioned, think, well, you know, I can't sit still. I can't do this, so I can't do that. But I remember you talking to us about your initial experiences because you teach yoga. You teach meditation now. But I remember you telling us that when you first started meditating, you literally had to hold the bottom of the chair to hold yourself and force yourself to sit in the chair. Am I remembering that right?
You're remembering it correctly. And, you know, the only thing I have had that made it successful, I just didn't quit.
Okay. And so you held yourself in the chair and didn't quit. And by golly, it worked, right? And now you don't have to hold yourself and force yourself to sit in the chair anymore.
No, I probably did that the first. I mean, I came in really restless, so I needed that at first. But I had, even having to be a little firm with myself, I gained enough that it kept me going. And really, that's it with yoga, with meditation. Just keep going. It's all directional. It's just start where you are. Let yourself be where you are if you're a beginner. Let yourself be a beginner and just take the next step.
Wonderful. All right. So let's do the details on the art and science of living yoga. When does the class start?
The art and science of Raja Yoga starts this Thursday.
Raja Yoga. What, I said living yoga, didn't I? Raja Yoga. Okay. Starts when?
This Thursday, September 5th.
All right. 6 p.m.?
And you can take it at the Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple in Bothell, or you can take it online.
And that's kind of the wonderful thing that came out of the pandemic for all of us, is that all of our classes now tend to be hybrid. So you can do them in person or you can Zoom online. And that makes a huge difference, especially if you can't get there physically 1 week, you know, you can still join online.
Well, that's what we discovered, why we've had the highest retention rate with classes since the pandemic, is because people realized if they couldn't come for a week, they wouldn't sign up. But then they're like, oh, I can do this week at home, or I can watch the recording. And so that's just, like you said, been such a huge gift.
All right. So it starts this coming Thursday, September 5th, at 6 p.m. And what goes 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.? Is that right? Okay, and then how many weeks, how long does it go?
It goes every Thursday until the Thursday before Thanksgiving, and there is one Saturday retreat day, so you get to come experience it on a Saturday for a little bit longer, and it's really fun.
All right. And the best way to sign up, that can be done online at anandawashington.org?
Yes, it can.
And but people could also call to sign up? Is it possible to sign up by phone?
Absolutely.
And that's what the temple, they would call the temple number, 425-806-3700?
Yes.
Yay! How about that? My memory works today.
It's great to plan ahead, but if it's Thursday morning and you go, uh-oh, that class starts today and you didn't sign up, although this isn't like ideal for anybody on the planet, but you can just come and sign up that day, you know.
Wonderful. So you wouldn't turn people away. They would be able to join no matter what.
I don't think Amanda ever turned me away.
All right. That
sincere,
sounds
here. Come on in and we'll make it work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so that's the biggest class. What else have we got coming? Well, let's see. I'm looking at the clock, Sita, and this is a good time for us to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. So let's do that, and then we will come back and find out from Sita what other classes are going on. And there's some interesting, some great stuff coming up. So stay right where you are. More with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Sita is my guest today. More details about upcoming classes straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, let's see, this hour we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. If you haven't joined his healing group, it's only $10. You want to do that in case, the state of Washington shuts him down. You'll be able to still use his services if you're a member of the group. And that gets you the newsletter that just came out this morning with our new monthly affirmation. So check it out, healingministryforanimals.com. We heard from our NuPro supplements. Remember, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can read all about them on the website. If you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And then our wonderful Natasha Venter, intuitiveclarifications.com. She's our communicator and medium and personal awareness coach. She does feng shui and astrology, and she's here the third Sunday of every month. So not next week, but the week after, she'll be here to do personal readings for you and so forth. So mark your calendars for that. And then remember, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, is open and available to work with you in her wonderful sound healing chamber with the Acutonic forks and gongs and chimes. It's absolutely a phenomenal experience, and you can join her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline, or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are right in the middle of a great conversation with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And we've talked all about the art and science of Raja Yoga, the biggest class of the year starting this week. But there's some other big stuff going on. So Sita, welcome back. And what's next on our list?
I am going to, if it's okay with you, bring up East-West Books and Gifts, which is part of Ananda, does that work?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, everybody, I think, thinks of East-West Bookshop related to Ananda, and of course, which was a fixture in the North University District area of Seattle for decades. I would go to East-West Bookshop all the time before I even knew about Ananda, you know, way back when. But it has shut down for a while, but there's a wonderful new East-West Bookshop in downtown Edmonds now that is becoming real popular, isn't it, Sita?
Yeah, so it was, like you said, a fixture of Seattle for 30 years, and it closed during the pandemic, and it reopened almost a year ago in downtown Edmonds. And so it's just a wonderful, as you know, bookstore with books and crystals and sound healing bowls and readings and classes. And I also want to point out that on Tuesday evenings, there is a drop-in meditation group, starting this Tuesday and the first Tuesday of every month through the rest of the year, there'll be a Learn to Meditate class. So folks can come this upcoming Tuesday, take the Learn to Meditate class, and then the following three Tuesdays come to the drop-in meditation. So it's just a really nice place to come meditate. If coming to a temple is not your thing. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Well, that's great. So the first Tuesday of every month, and what time does this gathering take place?
6 p.m. And okay, it's 1 hour long.
So 6 p.m. for an hour at East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. And the first Tuesday of the month, that's a Learn to Meditate session.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Tuesday for the rest of the month is a drop-in meditation group that you can come if you want or not.
Exactly.
Fantastic. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. All righty. What else?
Let's see. Let's swing back here. Just in general, it's nice to let folks know that we have almost daily, except for Sunday, drop-in yoga classes. We have 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday at 12:30. People can come meditate for free. We have Learn to Meditate classes here as well, yoga teacher trainings, meditation teacher trainings, Sunday services. We have a children's program. So just sort of broadcasting that Ananda offers many things depending on what people are looking for. And we also have a community in Lynnwood, a residential community that folks can come to. And every Friday at 6 p.m., we have a organic vegetarian dinner for $8. So there's just lots of different ways to plug in.
Okay, now there's what's popping in my mind,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'm off timing-wise, but I thought it hadn't started yet, but maybe it did. Maybe I missed it. But the wonderful class that happens called, is it the Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling?
It is. It starts this Saturday. The prerequisite to that is the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, though you could take it at the same time. That happens every 2 years. So yes, that starts this Saturday.
Right. Okay. So there is a prerequisite for that class, which is the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And then you can do the spiritual counseling. But I was reading about that class recently and some of the publicity I received. And it sounds like it's not just for someone that wants to be a spiritual counselor. It's just really great for communication skills and for learning, you know, to better communicate with your friends and family and learn how to really listen and so forth. So it just sounded like a wonderful class for everybody.
It is. And if anyone has a question about the prerequisite or taking it at the same time, there's always an open door. For that, the title is misleading. There's no such thing really as a spiritual counselor. It's called that.
Right.
It's part of our level 2 yoga teacher training, but it's really the art of listening, the art of relationships,
how to listen and be listened to, how to, you know, get along with others, really. And
yeah, so, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. It would be a great class just for relationships in general. And even for someone, you know, a couple that, you know, having trouble communicating, getting along, what a great class to take.
Yeah, even a person could take it if both aren't willing. I think a lot of us go into that class thinking we're going to be able to help people, and we will, but really we realize the one we get the most help for in the class is ourselves.
You know, and did you say, I don't think this class happens all the time. Did you say it's every 2 years that this class happens?
Correct.
Yep. So if it sounds interesting to you, now's your opportunity, and it starts this coming Saturday.
Yes.
You said something about if people had questions about if they could join or not, what they should do.
They if they've taken the art and science of Raja Yoga, they can just go online and sign up. And if they haven't, give us a call. It'll require just a conversation to see past experience and if, you know, it'll work to somehow do both classes at the same time. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay, sounds good. All righty. So the Art and Science of Raja Yoga starts this Thursday, September 5th. You can sign up online, anandawashington.org. You can call, normal hours during the week to the Blue Lotus Temple, 425-806-3700, 425-806-3700 if you want to register by phone. And like Sita said, if Thursday rolls around, you haven't signed up, you want to join, just go. Just show up by 6 p.m. at the Blue Lotus Temple. If you want to join online, I'm assuming you have to register ahead of time so they can send you the link to be Zoomed in. But boy, some wonderful opportunities coming up. So I hope you'll check them out and join whatever class works for you. And Sita, anything else you need to tell us about before we wrap up?
Nope, we're just open for everyone. There's no required beliefs or non-beliefs to be here, no expectations. It's simply Ananda means joy, and it's the nature of joy to want to share. So just come check it out, and we're pretty nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah, how about that? Everybody's welcome. Okay, it's happy and joy and all of that. What a wonderful place to hook up with. And remember, check out East West Bookshop in Edmonds and the Tuesday nights. You can learn to meditate this Tuesday night, 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop in Edmonds.
I'll be teaching that. So,
fabulous. You can meet Sita too. Woohoo.
Woo-hoo.
All righty. All right, Sita, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and Labor Day weekend. And I don't know if we can make it 3 in a row, so I doubt that I can say I'll talk to you again in October, but we'll talk to Ananda, somebody in October, and you never know. Maybe it'll be 3 in a row.
Very good.
All righty. God bless, Sita. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that's going to kind of wrap us up for this month's edition of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. Nathan, we know you're going to be working on your condo and getting ready to have those carpeting and flooring put in. Now, have you got a start or a date or time when this is going to start happening, or you just...
I have
still
my appointment on Wednesday this week, so they'll be coming around and getting the measurements and an estimate, and then after that we can start moving forward with when they're going to install it.
Cool. All right. So it sounds like we'll get major updates every week here.
Yeah.
And hopefully, Loretta, you got that information about the Persian and Himalayan cat rescue and the fact that the person that runs that also breeds Persians. So this might be the connection you've been looking for. So I hope you find the kitties that you're looking for. And I did write down the information. If you need it, you can call me. And golly, everybody, enjoy the Labor Day weekend, but please be careful with your dog friends. And even, you know, on a 65, 70 degree day, if the car's in the sun, it's going to heat up, you know, in 10 minutes to be too hot and cook your dog. So please continue to pay attention through the fall. And as the weather turns, make sure you're doing happy, jolly outings with your little dogs so they don't stop their bathroom manners when the weather turns cold. So be prepared for that. Otherwise, next week is the second Sunday. So it's Healing Sunday, best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy codes Healing Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels will be here. Linda Rasmussen will be here. We will take your calls for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. So plan to be here and call in for your free session. And I think we have covered all the bases that we need to, and I'm going to, as soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to check out those copper discs to see if I need to order one for my bird bath, because it sounds like they are maybe worth it to eliminate bacteria and algae and the bird flu at your bird baths and so forth. So I'll have more to report about that. Anyway, I hope you have a fabulous today and tomorrow and the rest of the Labor Day weekend. And remember, the Monroe Fair goes through tomorrow. Puyallup's already started. So have a great week, everybody. And I leave you with Animals Have Feelings True. So treat your animal friends like family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.